The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
But it's all white.
Here we go.
It's that time again, y'all. Down just a little bit, just so they can hear us, you know what I mean? Cause it's back, we back, y'all. Welcome back to the motherfucking game that keeps on giving. Welcome back. Guap Times presents Chestnut Checkers. We back in the building with the gang, y'all. I got one. And another one.
Oh, yeah.
You heard him. Oh, yeah. What he said.
No,
it's your boy, Holiday Ho. Your host with the most. Back in the dungeon with the crew, with the gang, with the fam. We appreciate y'all tuning in, staying locked in, you know what I mean? Hope y'all picking up some of this shit we putting down. That's what they used to say back in the day. Hope you picking up what we putting down. Yeah?
There was a dance they had that was
applying to yourself.
They had a dance like that too.
Uh-huh.
And drop it and pick it up. They were really doing that.
Drop it down, pick it back up.
Yeah.
If you don't understand, if you don't remember, if you don't understand, ask your mama. She know.
She most definitely know.
She probably don't. She probably was,
she was dropping it.
Ten.
She was dropping it and picking it up.
Grandma know. And she don't know. You're and she don't know grandma know.
Drop it this time.
She.
You gonna get a ticket.
Oh yeah, we can't play with the old. Can't let the old shit ride, cause nah, the old
coming.
Niggas
they
be looking.
They coming.
The old niggas is looking. They looking for their coins. And still, they be looking for their coins.
Musicians want that money.
Nigga said, yo, my kids right gotta eat.
They come right for you.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's first time watchers, first time listeners. Shout out to the motherfuckers that been sticking around since day one. Shout out to the motherfuckers that be flagging us because we motherfucking lit. That's what it is. I look at it because we lit. And y'all just haters. So shout out to the haters. We get flagged here and there. It's mainly for the audio, for like the, you know what I mean, background music.
No.
That's why we be running our mouths. So, you know what I mean? Gotta make up for the fuck ups. Well, we ain't fucking
they
up.
You can't stop the pimping.
It's just fucked up people. Yeah, you can't stop pimping. Because pimping.
Word.
Take it around.
Yeah, we're gonna spin the block real quick. Let everybody know who up in this motherfucker. Like always, start to the left.
Papalito.
Oh, shit. Hilarious. Hey, I'm back, you guys. You know, favorite hood herbalist. Along with Za. For the rest.
Forever.
Say no, but, yeah. Man, I should be putting diamonds on you niggas since last time.
Man, diamonds.
Y'all niggas. ain't tell me y'all was in the park. I didn't even.
Nigga, you was in motherfucking
He was in San Diego.
Land of milk and
San Diego. You was in motherfucking
turkey burger.
Arizona. The land of milk and honey.
Milk and turkey burger.
Strike.
Nah, it was nice.
Strike. What is it? The biggest. No, that's the biggest strag state in America. The biggest strag state in America. Like shout out to Texas.
The Lone Star State.
They lawn.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Your front lawn is a park.
Your front lawn, your back lawn.
It's a park.
It's a desert, a park.
And whatever you want.
Humping area.
And whatever the fuck else you want.
Designated humping area.
Humping area. Hey.
Whatever's out there.
Hey. Jay, want my window? Yeah, you said you want with the wind blows.
Hump, man. Hey, this is saying help with my windows. He said hump with a wind blow?
Yeah. Hump with a wind blow. That's what you said? If that's what you said.
You need me to hump with a wind blow? Okay.
Man, I hump with a wind blow, man.
Funny as fuck.
Hey. But he back. Mr. 201 Best. The best 201.
Yo,
no,
you
know what I mean? Yo, you already know, be a boy. Casanova, aka the confident one. Appreciate y'all that tapped in and watched the show last week, you know what I mean? Appreciate y'all that tapped in on my stories and watched my performance last week, you know what I mean? New comp styles coming to y'all. New merch. New podcast. New everything. Just everything. Tap in and stay subscribed, you heard?
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right. We up in this bitch once again. You know, chilling with my friends, smoking L's and shit, talking shit, popping shit. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for Deacon to have vlogs coming real soon.
And the merch gonna be crazy.
That shit gonna be crazy.
Gonna be nuts, bro.
That shit looking lovely.
You feel me?
I look eye on that motherfucker. You see it?
Cousin Keys,
if you see it, I look eye on that motherfucker.
Cousin Keys,
you hear me? But yeah, we in this bitch. What's up?
We already know.
Shit. All gravy.
What is going on? I can't keep saying this enough, but shout out to everybody that's tapping in, that's watching, that's listening on Facebook, on YouTube, on motherfucking Spotify, on goddamn Anchor, wherever you motherfucking listen to podcasts, wherever you catch this podcast at, shout out to y'all, yo.
Thank
keep
you,
running them numbers up from the heart. We out here, and we doing this shit for y'all.
Word.
You know what I mean? It might be therapeutic for us, but shit, nigga, it's detrimental for y'all. Because some of y'all need everything that we motherfucking get y'all.
Word.
Word is gone. A lot of game, y'all.
We just trying to help out.
That's all. Nothing crazy. Nothing crazy.
You know what I mean?
Like I said. But yo, wait. The dude that played Lion King, the dude that played Simba and Lion King, he died there.
Who? What?
Ooh, that plays Simba.
James Earl Jones?
Nah, Patrick McMillan.
Hold up. Wait,
black guy.
The black guy or the white guy?
The black guy. Black guy.
Hold up. Not
Jason Weaver.
Oh, I was about to say, not.
Nah,
I can't wait to be king.
Not Jason.
I can't wait to be king.
Nah,
the little white boy?
Nah, the black dude.
What's the black dude?
Jason Weaver.
He played this in where? Oh, on Broadway. He played Simba on Broadway. Okay.
Where you die from? The shot? The jab?
Probably so.
Who knows nowadays?
Niggas taking themselves out.
Yeah.
I like that.
Allegedly. They taking themselves out.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
I like that.
But they don't want you to say, like, it's because of that.
I definitely didn't get that shot.
I definitely didn't.
I definitely
we not do it. We not do it.
Me not do it.
I feel so good.
Healthy. I had COVID. Nigga, all my limbs work. I ain't got shit all caked up in my veins. You know what I mean?
And they told us they tried to isolate us, told us we was aliens. And y'all was the aliens. Nah, y'all was the idiots.
Y'all stay home. Idiots.
I wouldn't say aliens, idiots.
Yo.
Everybody and their mama got a little kid in this motherfucker.
Got what?
Nah, the shot.
I don't know.
Nah, not me. I'm saying our mamas and daddies.
Our surrounding family members.
Yes, they all got that motherfucker.
Those who felt the pressure.
They got it.
And you know what I mean? And felt like that was going to do something
for
them.
To the news.
Yeah, listen to it. The white man.
They got that shit.
Instead of listening to your soul
brothers. Like number CBS. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. Y'all niggas need to motherfucker do y'all research.
I need to wake the fuck up.
I will reset it, man. I gotta do my research. I gotta do some more research.
7 years ago, when they started using the word woke, when we started using the word woke, it wasn't for what they use it for, man.
Not at all.
They switched the whole dynamic of it just so
they monetized.
They
put woke in the same category as motherfucking
the people.
Dumb people. And the motherfuckers that draw conclusions and shit.
Conspiracy theorists.
You put woke and conspiracy theorists in the same fucking shit. That ain't what it is.
Nah.
Being woke is having knowledge.
And the crazy thing about it is a conspiracy theorist isn't even real. That was made up by a CIA agent
in the
60s. Because if you ever read the book called Behold the Pale Horse, the guy that wrote it, they tried to kill that nigga 3 times. They tried to kill him twice, they see it 3rd time. But he went to court and they were saying it like, yo, he's a conspiracy theorist. They gave that word because it makes it seem like they were quack. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just saying this shit just because.
So, how long was he claiming that?
He was claiming that shit for a long time. Yes. He wrote a whole book. Behold the Pale Horse.
Yeah.
He wrote a whole book about that shit.
Yeah. It's not hard to claim that.
Once they motherfucking
label you, it's not at all.
They look at you, they downplay you now.
That's because everybody else is gonna look at you like that.
The way social media is set up, you make them people have money like that because they're gonna have a following.
The way this world is set up, nigga, they paint the narrative and the masses follow it blindly.
Mm-hmm. Everything get a following. Everything.
People don't do research or nothing, though.
For real to fake.
They listen to anybody that motherfucking step in front of a camera.
People looking for leadership. They're looking for somebody to follow right now.
Especially these young folks.
That's just no more family.
Especially the youngest.
When you have family, you look at the world as whatever. You got family. That was your base. Then you come outside and then you break shit down. Yeah. Now people go in the house. There's nobody.
Nobody.
They go to their room.
Yeah, everybody.
Separate. There's no family. So when they come outside, they look for direction.
Yeah.
So people look at celebrities and they think celebrities are already back.
They got the money.
We were young and I we grew up like, oh, we knew they puppets. Yeah. You knew who the real fake was. Now the fake is the most popular. Being real is weak. Being great is weak. If you're great, you're a threat. Because most people are basic.
If you give any form of aggression, you are the enemy.
People don't like praise no more. People don't show love no more. People hate it. If you're
hate is the new love.
If you're Michael Jordan, if you're Michael Jordan,
hate is the new love.
If you're Michael Jordan, you're too good for everybody. If you're Jay-Z, you're too good for everybody. We don't like you. We like the basic nigga. So we can relate to because we're basic. People don't want to show praise because it's beyond them. It fucks their ego up.
Y'all not basic, right?
It crushes their ego. You ain't. It brings you humility that you really don't have. Like, you really know who you think you are.
Fuck you. I'm upper echelon.
That's why people rather be on the phone than a chick rather talk up on the phone than go on a date. Go on a date now. Show and prove.
Yo, did y'all see
who you really are? Let's have fun.
Did y'all see that craziness that got created the other day from the dude Kai Cenat?
Yo,
from us over here at motherfucking the Guat Times, Chestnut Checkers. Shout out to Kai Cenat. Young black man show his power. Today's price is not yesterday's price, especially when it come to him. That nigga just flexed. He did some Malcolm X. No one man should have all this power. Because this motherfucker, a young black man, bro, everybody out there,
he was doing a giveaway,
was kids, my nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody that flooded them streets, that motherfucking... Everybody that was in them streets running around, motherfucking causing hysteria.
Bro, they was kicking out people calling them.
Bro, they was getting sturdy on top of people's cars. They fucked up a halal stand. Trashed it.
Too many of them, bro.
Yo, they was.
It was too many of them.
Fucking police up.
It was too many of them.
They was going ham, and these are all little kids, my nigga. All teenagers, young adults, out there wilding because they all his followers. They watching him while he playing, while he streaming. They got 50 million motherfuckers.
They playing the game.
Yes, he's an influencer. He's
giving out PS5s and gift cards. $100 gift cards.
That's dope.
That shit turned into motherfucking every young motherfucker in New York popping out. Midtown motherfucking New York.
Throwing garbage cans, stepping on top of cars.
Niggas was on top of the motherfucking the train platforms and all that shit. Out there. They just out there. So deep. All of them. Hoodies on. Poo shiesties. Motherfucking book bags. They on skateboards. E-scooters. City bikes. White, black, Mexican, yeah. Chinese.
Well, just black kids. There's all types of kids out there, motherfucker.
All kids, though. Kids. Where was your kid at?
There. You ain't even know.
They was there. If you ever look, it's the middle of summer.
I know what.
Hot as hell.
If this was back in the day and he did that shit, we'd have been over that bitch.
If we was in that age bracket, niggas would have been over there. Cause you gotta think about it. This young nigga got the streets. If he could tell a million of these little kids to pop out wherever he say he gonna be and they show up, bro, that's money in a bank, bro.
You need that.
That's money in a bank.
Very valuable.
I don't know too many that could do that at a drop of a dime. Yeah. This nigga did the shit within motherfucking hours.
The thing is, you gotta point them in. You gotta, if people that have that kind of influence, you have to point them in the right direction.
Yeah.
And at the same time, while you're pointing them in that direction, you gotta make sure that the influence that they give is not
so misleading, man.
Like, you could get, like, they would tell them, like, yo, no, come out, pop out, but don't do this. Like,
but
no,
that was his whole shit.
Right.
He said that shit before he came out of the van. He went live and he told everybody, he said, yo, we not gonna do nothing unless this is peaceful, unless everybody is safe. Everybody gotta be safe.
Right.
Which is good. And that's a good thing.
And that was good thing on his part,
right,
covering his own ass.
Yeah, nah, absolutely.
Cause you know, once they motherf-
they gonna say it goes on you.
It's cool.
They said they just start charging with insane, right?
Yeah.
That shit gonna help.
But that shit ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah, because they can't say I didn't incite anything. All I did, I was doing a giveaway and shit got out of hand. Yeah. I didn't incite anything. I didn't tell him to do all that shit.
He really underestimated himself.
No, he do.
Bro.
You gotta think about this.
I get it.
This is how you know it's not underestimated himself, but he should have known his worth would be better because when that shit happened with Stitch and they and they killed his account and shit or whatever. He should have known from there, like, nah, I'm too valuable of an asset to a lot of shit in these platforms, whatever. Because he get a lot of people at watching. My sons be watching him.
Yeah. Nigga,
you got over 15 million followers.
Like, yeah, like
50.
And that's on damn near
over 50.
That's almost on every platform.
He got over 50 million followers.
So it's just
bro.
Like you gotta think about
all
it.
The
like
kid shit, he get
bro.
Yeah, all that shit play a part, bro.
You doing so yo?
And I commend him for this shit.
I commend him because I know
he be doing a little weird. He be doing weird shit on the show, but I commend him for the fact that he done put himself on the line to do that.
Right,
bro. You got to look at it like this, right? This dude got famous, got rich and famous, put his boys on. He's motherfucking controlling an area of this internet space
that
the white man really can't motherfucking put a cap on.
Nah, it's
kind of uncontrollable.
You feel me?
Which is why they cut his shit short, because he was the only one that reached that.
He breaking records. He doing all this shit. Live stream, breaking records. And they like, oh, well, what are we going to do with him? This, I don't know his talent.
They don't want to give him
what's
that
his,
money.
What's his talent? This nigga's just blessed, bro. He's blessed.
He's an if you really want to put him in class, he's really an entertainer, bro. Because everything he do online is for entertainment.
Yeah,
it's game. He does the game and shit. Yeah, he do all that shit, whatever. So it's for the entertainment of the kids that want to watch him do that.
Yeah.
And want to see, want to be a part of his world, because a lot of people can't get out of the reality.
They can't look. A lot of kids that's sitting in the house want to live that life. Want to motherfucking play those games, be with those people,
fucking them hoes,
had that shit, fucking them hoes, be with the.
Never want to be with the bitches. It's grown people.
Because they watch them too.
It's grown people that be on there. It be grown people that be watching that shit too, and they be playing the game and all that shit. So
exactly.
He got a lot of, he got a huge following.
It's a whole community.
Yeah, like as far as the fan base, because that shit, the platform is crazy.
He got hella pull.
For real. Shout out to the Gamers Society. Motherfucker.
The internet is the new form of
it's the streets. Yeah. It's the new streets.
Nah, it really is though. It's the streets.
You don't even have to come out your house and you can know shit.
You want real shit, go outside.
Yeah.
Just take a walk. None of that goofy shit outside.
These little kids can stay in the house on the internet,
do whatever.
Learn how to gangbang, learn how to scam, learn how to motherfucking finesse,
everything.
Dress, whatever, before they even come outside. Before they even come outside in real life. Look at these kids, watch them play GTA or one of them servers.
Yeah, that RPG them shit, little, GTA, yo, that shit.
Them niggas.
Bro. Niggas be having like
everything
they
that they can really think of
they be having like they
that
real
they want, they got they there. Got in the game.
Right.
And they doing all the shit in the game.
Right.
Riding around, go picking up the homies. Motherfucking going to do all types of shit. All right, boom. Everybody got straps.
The shit they want
to
do in real life.
Yeah. Everybody riding around in flashy fly cars with guns on
real
them.
Real life, they act out.
Living vicariously through the game.
Yeah. That's that motherfucking meta shit.
Mm-hmm. Yo, did y'all see that video with them... the white dudes that jumped that black security guard?
Man, that shit. That is a proud moment.
What was that?
In
on
black
the boat?
History.
Yeah. Yeah. On the boat. Yeah.
That was a proud moment in black history.
Trash.
They whooped their ass.
Jumped in the water.
Yo, they kicked the lady. No, they threw the lady in the water.
Yeah. And then when they walked up on the other two dudes, they was like, hold up. Dude turned around and walked off. Other one was like, yo, he turned and tried to walk off.
Like, nah,
he jumped in the water. Yo, oh, man.
Listen, nah, they shouldn't have jumped that dude like that. All he asked them to do was move the boat so the other boat could pull up.
Yeah, like, don't be
pop up. They kicked at the same time.
But the funniest part though is why the fuck did he throw his hat when he got punched in his shit?
I don't know.
I would have kept fucking in the hat. I would have thrown some bones. Motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, fuck this job. That was that fuck this job shit. But nigga, that fuck this job throwing the hat got you punched in your face.
Words, boom.
Hey, real quick. Boo boo.
Y'all seen that nigga hit that lady?
No, the fact that old boy swam, though, he swam. From the boat, over there to help old boy.
That's some real
shit.
That was
some real shit, bro.
For real.
That was some real shit. I don't know who he is, but they found that family. They found the family fast as fuck, though.
They pulled
that cameras with them, bro.
The internet is
remember, if you watch it, man, people had cameras already on them before that shit started. You behind them, people were already watching it. Like, look, you see this shit?
Bro, they found them motherfuckers fast.
Quick. Fuck,
bro. The internet is the master.
You can't play out here, man.
There is no disguising, bro.
Reddit. It was at a marina, so you know they was going to have a
good... I blame Reddit, though, because motherfuckers post everything on Reddit, yo.
Yeah,
Reddit and Twitter.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everything.
You motherfucker find any and everything.
Well, it's not called Twitter anymore. It's just an X.
X, whatever it is.
X, whatever fucking porn. Still X.
XXT.
Two more X's.
That shit pulling out, man.
Where's it going? It's everywhere you
porn
go.
Porn and politics. You want porn and politics? Come to Twitter.
X3, nigga.
We'll have like Death Row. Come to Twitter, bro.
You want pop shit? Look at pussy all day? Come to X-Row, nigga.
You want
to
say what you want to say? Look at brown areolas on Tuesdays.
Brown areolas.
Brown on Tuesday. That's
funny as fuck.
You want to have that awkward moment everywhere you go? Open up. X dot, motherfucker.
Keep your ear pods in that all the time. I don't know if you want to hear unsigned rapper. Butt cheeks clapping on an occasional gunshot. Yeah. Only on X.
Only on X. That's funny.
See, I need to pay. Y'all need to pay us for y'all sponsorship. If y'all like this commercial and y'all like what y'all hear, tap in.
Tap in X.
Drop it back.
Drop it.
We need that. Elon.
Got a lot of them.
Porn, politics, and sports.
Porn, politics, and sports. Nah, that's really all it is.
The only place to get it.
That's the all. Yo, bro, they got it all up there.
Everything. XXX.
Bottles and bitches. Mm-mm.
Tits, fits, and skits. TNA.
Hilarious.
You want to watch a little TNA and a little Q&A? Come to X.
That's funny as fuck.
Yo, y'all seen that baseball fight? My man got stiffed.
Yo, nah, bro. Yeah. I seen
he tapped his chin.
That nigga was like,
that nigga like he was trying to do something too.
No, words.
He was strong as hell. He was like,
boom, with the
word is born.
That's that punch without looking shit.
That chinny chin, that little fly.
That nigga was like, that
shit. Little fly.
It was too close. It's yeah. close, yeah. man. You're too close.
You tried to play me. Shit got all crazy. Things just wasn't the same. Until I would have pulled him.
That was hilarious. I seen that shit.
You gotta fight that nigga again.
He need a rematch.
Bro,
you need a
rematch. I'm telling you, hit that nigga with the ball. So he can act crazy.
You need a rematch, bro. I don't know what happened.
Hey, yo, bro, come out the dugout, bro.
I don't care.
Hey, yo, come out the dugout, bro.
Everybody.
Yo, where's where your man snuck me? Come out the dugout, bro. Nah, yo, put the bats down. Come out the dugout, bro.
They hit me early.
This ain't the Warriors, nigga. Come out the dugout. This nigga man snuck me on third base.
Funny,
yo, come out the dugout, my boy. Yo, put the mitts down, yo. Yo, umpire, mind your business.
Yo, that shit was crazy, though. That nigga slid.
That nigga whole body turned into a fucking corpse.
That shit, I was like, yo.
Hey, yo, umpire, mind your business. Yeah, snuffed this nigga.
That was the longest motherfucking swing ever.
Punch her around the world.
Bad,
and they slowed it down, and then he was falling even slower.
Punch her around the world. They say slow mo is so bad, bro. You can't get.
You can't do nothing.
Well, he pitch punched that.
You on ESPN, bro?
He pitched the punch.
Ball.
He pitched the punch.
they playing that shit. National television.
They playing that shit. Knocked out. Top 10.
Where that ass, bro?
He was an honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
That nigga stiffened up like
running,
a fuck.
Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez.
Yeah. That motherfucking.
Yeah.
Damn. Straight off the boat punch.
Clarissa Shields, Bud Crawford.
She's an idiot.
They know. Besides that, they are the first two men and females to a male and female to get two champ. I mean, to be undisputed in two different weight classes.
No, she runs a shot, bro. That's fine. Like 18 that's fine.
Yeah, they're undisputed in two different weight classes.
That's cool. But it's
the fact that she want to fight Thurman. That's a whole other question.
That's a whole different demon.
If you put that, I'll put it to you this way. Everybody, listen, people want to be equal. Let me show you what's different. Physicality. Now, you get into that ring and you subject yourself to that and you get your head knocked off. Now you can't be like, oh, nah, he wilded out. No, because you asked for this. He didn't ask for it. You asked for this. So this is saying that you feel as though you're equivalent to fight on that level. So now,
if she hang around,
if you get injured or something, you can't try to blame nobody. But like, oh, nobody, this is what you act for. You're giving right. Y'all both professionals. You know what I'm saying? You're great at what he does. He's great at what he does. But at the end of the day, sometimes people got to understand. It's a reason why certain things are certain things.
This is bad long term.
This is what it's going to come down to.
Physicality always is gonna change up the matter.
It's gonna be if it's headgear or no headgear. If it's headgear, it don't matter. Cause they gonna be boxing. Ain't nobody gonna get put down. He ain't gonna put it down. He could.
You can still get knocked out with
headgear. Yeah, he could, but it's gonna be like them sparring. If it's no headgear, it's an actual fight.
No, I don't think it's no headgear. Listen, it's a charity fight, so it's probably like 3 rounds.
Niggas be fighting for charity without headgear.
My thing is this, right?
Tyson does it.
Yeah, my thing is this.
That nigga be fighting for charity. It's bad long
term. It's bad long term because it's gonna give the false representation that women get into men's sports. The fact that they're already doing that, the fact that they already got
the fact that they now got shit fucked up in the world today,
and they're trying to, and they're doing that. They're pushing the agenda to say, all right, well, maybe natural women can get into men's sports, and maybe we can fuse certain things, whatever, and blah, 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 which it shouldn't happen because, like they said, that's like fucking LeBron going to the WNBA and scoring all the points.
That'll be Will Chamberlain, 100th person getting 100 points in the game.
Juwan a man! Like, you got, I'm glad you, Juwan
a man! Like, you don't think, like, you gotta think about things long term because it's just like, that's a bad representation.
It's always a door opener, but they try to throw girls and like.
But that's a bad representation of where they're trying to go. If you're trying to say, all right, well.
It's gonna cause a lot of
I'm a female, I'm a natural female, whatever, and you're so against the whole aspect of
they've been doing this shit for years, though.
Yeah, but if you saw, but they wasn't trying to get in the fucking, they wasn't pushing this far to get in the fucking grown men's sports.
Right.
This girls and men are throwing the ring with
her. I'm pretty sure. Which is,
you throw them shits up.
Professionally?
Yes.
Yeah, four in the ring, play in the field. But what I'm saying is,
the first time our first couple years playing football, it used to be girls playing on the fucking.
Yeah, listen, KL I'm not.
And shit. They
I'm
used to
not, yeah, they was
getting,
though.
They was getting abused, though.
I remember in high school, we had one girl that played on the team. I ain't gonna say her name, but she played on the.
Yeah, like even now, there's a chick that got a scholarship. It was recently a chick that got a scholarship. Yeah, I think that was just some.
That's kind of bullshit.
I think that was some.
That school was like, I don't think that's like even a real like school. School, it's like a super D3 low key. Like damn near JUCO, but it's like a 4 year. She got a scholarship to that shit.
But still, I think it was just a political move. But anyway, still, the whole representation of it, of them getting in the ring at now and with everything going on, it's bad long term. That's just my opinion.
I mean, it's been done before. It just,
I know it's been done in a lot of occasions. I think people let it. Do
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, it's not. It's not recommendable.
I don't recommend it. Because once the physicality gets into the matter, this is what you have to understand. Certain things are set a certain way for a reason. And now, if things get further, you know what I mean, escalated, it can definitely become something different. And now people are going to be like, oh, why did they let this happen? Why did they let that happen? So, I just say, be careful what you ask for. Because if you ask for the wrong thing, and now you get your ass whooped. Now you can't turn back from that ass whooping. Now it's too late. You already committed to that ass whooping.
Not even just that. Even if it's not an ass whooping. Say if he hit her wrong.
Yeah, he could kill her.
Not even just that.
Or her damn. He gonna hurt her the wrong way. But
yeah, but that's what.
If they fight with headgear, I don't think that's gonna happen because they ain't gonna. It's gonna be really a charity fight.
Yeah.
And they gonna be just trying to entertain. But if they like boxing on some no headgear shit, and it's only for a couple rounds.
Because Clarissa Shields a rough fighter.
Yeah, she a real fighter, but
yeah, that's cool.
It's the weight classes are different with women and men, bro. Like 154 as a man is not 154 as a woman, low-key. It's not the same, bro.
At all,
bro.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same.
It's not the same at all. Mm-hmm.
Those girls usually be like big. Ain't too many 220 girls like that you seen. Like, I ain't seen a 220 heavyweight woman boxer. Have you seen one?
No.
Layla Ali was a heavyweight. I think she was like, what, 195, 205?
Yeah, she wasn't that big.
Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It'd be different.
Yeah, that's big.
At that time in the heavyweight division, it was like 6'4", 240 niggas. 6'5", 270.
She didn't fight.
You feel me? She'd
probably had to fight like a light heavyweight in the men's division.
Nah, bro, she can't do that shit. It's not the same, but she's going to be moving too slow. That's what I'm telling you. Like, it's light heavyweight, them niggas be fast. Heavyweight niggas be quick too, but they just hit dumb hard. There's always a chance you get knocked out. Light heavyweight niggas be moving like middleweight.
Fast as hell.
And the middleweight niggas is stupid fast. The lower you get, they be strong,
some of the niggas be as strong, or they get declining strength, or they just be get really, really fast, bro. They be deadly. Them little niggas fight deadly, bro. Mm-hmm. They fight all day.
Mm-hmm. Hella stamina.
You feel me? Right.
Hella when niggas be throwing a million punches at a time.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's a difference. I'm not saying Crystal Shields can't box. She definitely could box her fucking ass off. But fight one of these other tough. Fight the chick from Patterson, Shadea Green, bro. She looks like she a tough motherfucker. She
what's
got
the other chick name?
She got 17 knockouts.
The Spanish chick with the braids.
Serrano, that's she can't fight them because that's not the same weight class.
She nice, though.
Yeah, she nice. She gonna fight that other little light-skinned joint that look kind of good. Alicia Baumgartner or something like that. I don't know. She beating chicks up, too. She got mad belts.
Yo, Jake Paul, Jake Paul won yesterday, yo.
You said what?
Jake Paul won yesterday.
I mean, that shit was coming, though.
Fifth round.
They fought the whole fucking shit.
No, they did.
No, he fought the whole fight.
Yeah, went the whole 10 rounds.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, Nate Diaz got up. He got up and started.
Oh, he knocked him down in the fifth.
He
got up.
That shit was just comical. That was for shits and giggles.
That was an exhibition.
All that shit.
Anything that Jake Paul is, it's all exhibitions,
but they counting it as his professional record, which I don't know how he's doing. He probably paying. I feel like he's greasing mad niggas.
He is greasing. That's why you think everything he's paying for everything.
With this bag he got us.
He's paying for everything, bro.
Palm greaser.
So I don't understand, bro. Like niggas just, I watched it because it was free. You know the site.
I ain't let y'all fuck that shit up.
That's that white privilege right there. Oh yeah, you got a motherfucking bag. I could do anything. Anything I put my mind to.
His brother fucking.
Anything he put his bag to.
Why I let that nigga win WrestleMania, bro? Logan
exactly,
Ford.
Bro.
What's going on? That's all this should be.
Hell, this nigga just come out of nowhere.
He took a shower, put the wrestler suit back on, bro. He was sweaty at first. Then he took a shower to clean, had the wrestler suit on, and walking out with his fucking brother and shit.
Crazy.
And they had who they had rap? We had rapper with him.
Lil
Durk? Yeah. I don't know if that was Lil Durk. That nigga had a bandage wrapped around his face. Somebody else.
Palm Greaser.
They said that was Lil Durk, but I ain't see his face, though.
That nigga's name Polyco. Palm Greaser.
Yes, man, niggas is crazy. Listen,
If the bag, if the price is right, you'd be ball barking.
Them other niggas is getting...
Anything I put my bag to.
He's taking the hardest punches in the world for that bag. Bam!
Word.
Everybody got a price.
Siren always like he died with that shit.
I think Bob Crawford paid Paid Eminem to come out for that.
He probably has to.
They
trying to scold him for him still being with his wife. But yeah, his girl for 6 years in the house. She big and he on the zero plus. Some weird shit. That's how people.
That's chick talk. That's straight chick talk.
I know that's what it was. Still, I said that's straight chick talk.
She don't deserve it. He need better like me.
Even if it's niggas, that shit is weird.
That's straight chick talk. The niggas is not chicks. They fucking, I don't know, bro.
Vultures.
Niggas is weird. That's what niggas are. Niggas is weird.
How you come off saying that?
She too big for him. He needs something better than that.
Like, bitch, you need some milk.
Fried.
This would be wicked, bro.
That was a crazy one.
They want to be in that spot.
No logic. No logic at all.
None whatsoever.
Make it make sense, please.
Yo, did y'all see that video where them 7-Eleven workers whooped that dude ass for stealing them cigarettes?
Oh yeah.
What the ass?
Because he was wild. He was walking past him like, nah, get out the way, bro. Get out the way, bro. What you doing?
It's okay. Hold on.
What?
He's like, stop, bro. Stop.
They had a bamboo
That's the game break,
bamboo,
bro.
That was a bamboo bat. That's some shit. That shit.
What was that shit that they used? Was caning motherfuckers with. That's that shit.
Airball that shit straight back.
Bro, they put biblical on his ass. They
was his ass with that shit, bro.
Cannon to the left of the...
He was like, no!
Cannon to the right.
That shit probably broke something on him, bro.
Yo.
Heard that nigga scream.
Stop. I was like, I don't know what he was like. Nah, just get out the way, bro. Just get out the way. Nah.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though.
Taking these.
He was gonna have a bogey convention.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Seeing that shit kind of made me like a little like upset. Even though I know he was stealing, it kind of made me feel like some slave master type shit.
Well, the beat was thick.
That's black trauma.
The way he was beating him.
The PTSD.
That's black trauma.
But rightfully so. He shouldn't have fucking tried to steal them cigarettes. Fuck up shit. So, I mean, yeah,
it was a black man taking this shit.
He had a garbage can on wheels. He stashed like 40 packs of Marlboros. He was like, give me all them shit.
Yeah, I'm taking these.
Taking these, chief.
He thought it was good. He tried to turn around and shit. He was like,
nigga, put it in that yoke. Fast in the ground.
Hold on.
That shit's hilarious.
What?
He was like, what?
Ooh. Yo, that shit was crazy, bro.
Yo, the fact that they threw him on the ground, the way they threw him on the ground was hilarious, bro. Too.
That it was like the top piece broke, but other than that shit did not break, but that shit was wax unlimited.
Wax.
Yeah. Bro. He went motherfucking whack-a-mole on him.
Real.
Yeah. And you know what happened? He got the real black and purple bruises all over his body, ass, bro. Really, that's what them shits leave. They all just leave.
What?
Welts.
Nah, fuck that. Splinters.
I don't know.
Splinters.
A splinter?
Nigga.
Anything, dude. That shit'll peel your skin off you.
Nah, I know that. I'm just saying.
Motherfuckers will peel your motherfucking skin. Oh,
the welts on his ass.
Hella welts.
Yeah, that shit wild, bro. That's what you get for doing. You do stupid shit, you get stupid results. You get dumb prizes.
Do stupid stuff, you get stupid prizes.
Damn. That's what them white people got their ass whooped in fucking Alabama. That's why this motherfucker got his ass up the gas station. Ain't no stupid shit. You gonna jump the security guard? It looked like the fucking.
That way, bro.
Like the movie from what's the movie with the gorillas that start got smart and shit.
Oh, you talking about Planet 8?
It's like Planet 8. The white was getting their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. They fucking came out the boat. I'm like, there's like 30 niggas come off this boat.
Come on, bro.
I would ran.
They were too. Some did.
That nigga walked the red, but I'm not with the niggas.
I think that was gonna be the hands-on experience.
That might be the hands-on motherfuckers. Apparently,
baseball players, going crazy, 7-Eleven
clerks.
He knew her, bro.
Security guards getting hands put on.
Yo, they whooped y'all.
People was coming off a boat. Putting hands on people.
Right. It's like, nah, get him. Nah, I remember that fucking Chappelle show where they had their niggas in the fax copy building or
pop copy?
Pop copy.
Oh, yeah.
Black chick was deep. They hopped over the desk and stuff with the gas. Black chick, like, get him. That's what he's doing. I was like, nah, get his ass. Nah, that's what he gets.
Y'all ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Whack-a-mole. They beat the Sonic coins out that motherfucker, bro.
Bro, they is.
Yo, listen.
Stupid prize.
They beat all the Sonic coins out of him, bro.
Don't do dumb shit, bro.
It's a hands-on convention.
Don't do dumb shit, bro. Leave motherfuckers alone, man.
Nah, seriously.
If you ain't learned all the videos.
Easier said than done.
He had a backup plan.
They was whooping up with niggas' ass, bro.
Bro, they gave him 40 lashes, bro.
Yo, in every one of those motherfucking instances, sucks to be them.
For real.
Because every action has a reaction.
Whenever people do shit like that, it should be like a little alarm. Like, you know, like the nigga off Don't Be a Menace. Menace Society. You know you done fucked up.
Right.
Every time that shit should just play automatically when people do some dumb shit like that. No,
them motherfuckers, they just gonna get away with that shit. They just whooping, they just all over and whooping his ass.
You ain't got charged for that?
Absolutely. I know my man hit that lady with that.
Nah, he going to jail.
No, he hit y'all. He hit, oh boy, he whacked.
No, I'm talking about the ones in the store.
Oh.
He going to jail,
he
too.
He's
trying to steal. He just whooped his ass.
Yo, I'm thinking about the dude that's hitting him with the stick.
Nah, he's not going to jail. He's turning his property.
Yeah.
He's not going to jail, bro. He about to be
It's like Pedro was when they shot Robin, but it was like, no. 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 No.
So Pedro tried to what?
They draw Rob Pedro, bro. Was like, nope.
Yeah, y'all, that's true. Nope, I'm not giving you. Nope. No, nope. Pedro had, Pedro gave up bread.
Nah, he had that nigga in the store for like 30 minutes.
Nah, Pedro gave up bread, though. They said Pedro gave up like, I think like $800 or something like that.
Did he?
Yeah,
they get like 20, bro. I'm about to
Pedro, cheap dog.
Play the motherfucker off. Don't be a menace. Like, I feel sorry for your mother. You feel sorry for who? You feel sorry for who?
Man.
Yo, we gotta take a break real quick.
That's hilarious.
Be right back. You already know how I go.
Oh, bro.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5. And hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.
Hero.
It'd be a grab of weed and a grab and a half of some fucking grabber. Niggas be like, nah, bro, don't worry about it, son. It's that shit. This shit good. Sugar, how you high? I don't want that shit.
It's like smoking a bogey after you smoke a blunt.
Yeah, like I don't want that shit. You might as well stuff a black about, brother. I don't want that shit neither. But you gotta get this. Y'all gotta get that shit together.
Life can't be that hard, yo.
Life can't be that hard. You can't want to be that hot.
Yeah.
You understand? You understand?
You ride for me.
Baby, I'm all cause I never could. As long as I'm good in the hood and I'm good in my hood.
Shout out Chicken. First of all, I want to give a shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Everybody that tune in. Being through the music, being through the motherfucking podcast, being through any one of the businesses, you know what I mean? Cause we fuck with y'all the way y'all fuck with us. It's love, man. You feel me? From the hood to the motherfucking offices, to the motherfucking jobs, to the niggas driving forklifts, truck drivers. You know what I mean? My nigga that's out there driving the street sweeper.
Work, work.
The nigga that's listening to us, watching us, motherfucking, you know what I mean? While they sweeping the street with the blue garbage can. Shout out to them niggas too. Keep the streets clean. You know what I mean? All the positive motivation out here, man. That's what it's about.
Keeping you going. Pressing on. Not staying stagnant.
Shit, positivity is free.
It ain't about nothing. All that shit is a mind state and a set of words.
It's about motion, man.
That's all, man.
Big motion.
It's about motion, my mom.
Motion, big my motion,
my friend.
Big motion, my friend.
Hold up, bro. Fucking old. What you got for us,
man? You know what I mean? Shit. I want to give a shout out to some of the motherfucking, the local motherfucking designers, the local stores, the local motherfucking pushers. Your local pusher should be my fucking your best friend. Cause you never know. Never know. But they always know. I thought somebody was gonna need this. I thought somebody, yo, I was thinking about you when I seen this shit, yo. Never know.
Definition of selflessness. Man, we always gonna be here.
What is wrong?
Now that I know I'm wearing
free
my still playing with guns. When you go and put them down, down. Well, as long as they're hood around, it's a nigga too high or think you too high. Now I'm gonna put them down. It get hard to move around, my foot is down. Roll them up, we gon' put them in the woods for now. Wasn't loud, so I think you'll be good for now. Big shit, hey, look up, elbow
gonna smile. Growing up, I was forced to scuffle. Coop saw something in me, I was forced to muscle.
Free Mike B, yo.
I hustle, and when working papers popped out, I already dropped out.
Need bro home, need this video ASAP. You don't know? Yo, you know what I was thinking? Because we're going to revamp the whole pod. You know what I mean? Coming up shortly. I got motherfucking some ideas. We got a whole bunch of motherfucking merch ideas, some things lined up. But right now, I was thinking about doing some motherfucking free promotion. Free promotion. It's free promotion time, y'all. I want to shout out to motherfucking any designer out there. Local designer that you know. You know what I mean? Who kicking up dust out there as far as...
Shout out Jetpack Worldwide.
Jetpack Worldwide.
Shout out Wanderer World.
Wanderer World. Yeah.
Shout out Free Agent Society. Free Agent Society.
You know what I mean?
Word. Fucking Custom Vibes.
You know what I mean? Shout out Stir.
Word.
Stir Worldwide. You already know.
Prestige Worldwide.
Growth Over Destruction.
G-O-D.
Growth Over Destruction. Go get that C-Balls. Go get them hats. You feel me?
Both.
You feel me?
The Guap Times.
The Guap Times. That's the number one right there. Word is born. For all your publications. Wow. You know what I mean? What goes on, it goes on. Just come through. We got it going on. You know what I mean? Shit. What else we got? Jersey City. We got Hester. Hessler. What's that? That's Hessler?
Hessler Department, yeah.
Got Hessler. We got, what's that? Trial and Error? Yeah. Fuck with Trial and Error.
Fuck with what? That Culture Capital shit.
Yeah.
Man.
What else? Was it Wolf and Sheep's Clothing? That's Wolf and Sheep's Clothing, Cam?
Shout out Last Place Winners, too.
Last Place Winners. Okay.
That's Slack Season.
Mm-hmm. Slack Season.
Yeah. Slack Season.
The town created.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Free promotion. We gonna give a shout out to every last one of them. We're trying to motherfucking keep the motherfucking, you know what I mean? Keep that shit going. Cause motherfuckers don't know if they got, you know what I mean? If they really getting shined. If motherfuckers is really talking about them. That's why we here. We talking about them. Cause I want a motherfucking nigga to know. We supporting y'all just like y'all need to be supporting us. We ain't asking for no favors, but guess what, nigga? Shit gonna happen regardless. That's what I said. It's free promotion, man.
Listen, we gonna meet each other at the top anyway, man.
You know what I mean? If I'm in a position to pick something up, pick somebody up, put somebody on, I'm gonna do it. I've been doing that shit my whole fucking life. And motherfuckers know that shit. Whole fucking life. Say, hey, if it's an opportunity, yeah, I got a team for that. That's part of it.
Shout out to Hooli Nation, too.
Hooli Nation. Can't forget that.
Go get that Hooli Biz mixtape.
You gotta live every day like it's your last. Hooli by DJ
Midnight.
Gotta
watch your
surroundings. Give me the closest ones to you. That's why you gotta keep the grass cut.
Find a different way of hustling, and the rewards bring a large amount.
Oh man, you gotta get in your bag to get that big bag.
Yeah, Division 1.
Can't forget, dirty niggas getting money.
Check this shit out. In order for you to win, in order for you to reach success,
dirty niggas getting
in
money.
In order for you to get money, power, and respect, you gotta hustle. Ain't no shortcuts in this game. See it black. Casting over confidence. Geo,
let's go.
Let's talk about it.
I got it out of blood. Everything I own came with my hustle. Killing fuck you, baby. Nigga, cause this business never burst.
I
need
a full show. I gotta get mine. Walk from Columbia to Cali from the west side. Stacking up a million cause the Billy is my deadline.
Yeah. Real quick.
Say what up to RG 150.
This is a question I was trying to ask. I wanted to do for the question of the day. But I ain't motherfucking, I ain't do it. You know what I mean? Shit got busy. Right? Who would you say is the best hook? Who delivers the best hook?
Now?
In the industry?
Are you to my in history or are you to my
history?
History?
History.
History. That's hard.
History is hard.
That's hard. I feel like that goes by error.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't go by error.
It can't, I don't think so.
It does go by error.
Would it break down the error? Or would it break down the cause?
Because Nate Dogg, Nate Dogg's number one.
Nigga, moves. That's what I'm saying. Like
Nate Dogg move definitely number
Cause one. You gotta think of all the music that's out there. It's been some hot songs.
Nah, word.
Charlie Wilson is another
but
one.
But the hooks.
No, you also throw on there, Missy Elliott.
Yeah, Missy Elliott, all around songs.
She jumped on niggas
but
and put the hooks on.
Hooks,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Look, you know.
Yeah, she was right now.
Yeah.
It's three parts of a song. You got the beat. You got the lyrics. But then you got the hook.
Bridge. Old songs have bridges. A lot of new songs don't have bridges. So.
But that song. Hook is the determination.
Yeah, the hook is the hook is the soul of the song.
T-Pain.
I figured that's... Well, I fuck a lot of people not gonna say R. Kelly because, you know...
Fuck that shit. We said it. He... Listen, you can't
deny that nigga
talent. You can't
knock
his talent. Yes, he was a scumbag for what he did, and the people around him that allowed it are just as much of scumbags as him.
Or
but
Dolla
exactly,
though, folks. So.
Yeah, yeah, he's good at it.
And what's the other dude? Friday.
Friday, yeah.
He the up and coming one.
Blast,
but he
Blast, yeah. On the West Coast, Blast.
All
the
time, but yeah.
I mean, all time, they're going to go Nate Dogg.
Yeah, Nate
West Coast, they're going to go Nate Dogg. East Coast, we all going to say.
Damn, who we got over here East Coast? Future, maybe?
Yeah, you know who was hard? I don't know if they can send them East Coast.
Fuck
it. The nigga from the Rock for the Rail. That nigga did some hard ass
hooks.
He made good hooks. Fucking, you can't say that
because
that's what...
Like,
he's got mad people, though. On the West Coast, you know for a fact, isn't it?
I was gonna say,
shit, who was doing the hooks for what you call it? Who's doing the hooks for what you call it? For fucking Terry Squad?
Tony Sunshine.
And. Who else? It was Frankie J.
And somebody else.
To Terry Squad? It was mostly Tony Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. At first, though. Frankie J was doing a lot of shit for them, too. Fucking,
Akon dope on hooks too, though.
Man, nah. Akon, yeah.
No, we're not going to deny Akon.
Nah, we can't deny Akon. Akon,
Dre City.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by way of Africa, but Dre City too.
He got Dre City help him get on the map.
We're going to put a good, solid list together. If y'all motherfuckers fucking with it, get in the comments.
Charlie Wilson
is motherfucker.
Charlie Wilson.
Bruh.
Pharrell, because that nigga gave off the wall.
Kanye too. Hold on, Pharrell. We got Rum Shaker.
Yeah.
We got excuse me, miss. Excuse me, what's your name? That
That's mad shit. It's fucking.
Yeah, he did mad shit.
Beautiful. Yeah. I just want you to know that.
Classics,
yeah. Pharrell, bro. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass.
Happy.
What's the other shit?
Bro, he got a lot of
grinding.
Grinding.
Damn.
Oh,
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Pharrell, bro. Pharrell in that category too, bro.
He might be up there. All time, what?
Oh, so nice, bro. Right?
What?
We gonna break it down regional, and then we gonna do off all time, cause that shit.
I think it's. Pharrell's definitely all time.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, me too. Okay.
Yeah, that shit was. God damn.
Baby, if you know, you lie.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit.
The police joints.
Yeah.
Bro, the Justin Timberlake joints with them, too. Yeah,
a whole lot.
Senorita.
Yeah. He was eating.
Pharrell definitely instrumental in a lot of hits, bro.
Skateboard P.
Shit. He up there.
You know what's my shit too? That
Let's get blown. That shit. Nah, that's underrated.
I know it's like we missing somebody. I feel like we missing somebody.
We said Nate Dogg, we said Ty Dolla Sign. Hooks. Who else? Put it in the comments, y'all. Anybody else think is a hook?
If you want to say groups, you would say 112 and Jagged Edge. Just on Hooks, you know what I'm saying? If you want to put groups in there. Or fucking Case. Or fucking not really Case. It was Donnell Jones.
Yeah, Donnell Jones, he had a couple hooks.
He had a couple bangers.
I wouldn't say hooks, but I'll say songs.
Nah, what about that shit when he was on Big Pun shit? It's so hard.
But he ain't got a lot. He don't got too many though.
I'm talking about people that's like consistent, like
consistently
when they all hooks, on different songs,
when they all hooks, them shits take off.
You know what I mean?
Type shit.
Trey.
Shit. You see my fucking Trey Songz at one point.
You could have said Chris Brown.
I don't really see Chris Brown. He do features, but it don't be mad because he usually be having a large part of the song. He's just supposed to be doing the hook.
But that nigga just got a whole song.
You don't even know the hook. It just be all song.
He got hooks, but this nigga putting out so much music now. A lot of this shit don't even be known.
I'm saying Chris Brown do got a lot of hooks with a lot of different people that people probably don't remember.
Nah,
he got a lot of hooks, bro.
He definitely do.
He got Rick Ross. He got joints with a little bit of everybody, bro. Jewels. He got a little bit of everybody.
T-Pain, right?
Max was amazing. He got a lot of Jim Jones hooks. He was writing all of Jim Jones hooks. He was writing Ballin'. I think he did.
I think so. He won't admit it. That's how he Max B.
I wonder if he got paid for that.
He has, that's probably the reason why he's mad. We solved it, y'all. That nigga motherfucking jerked him out of balling. When he come on, you gonna say that shit. I wrote balling.
Yep, first interview with Vlad.
I wrote everything.
How you feel about that situation with Trump? Him going to jail? What do you want? He's gonna be on house arrest for the rest of his life? They don't want him in jail. They just don't want him to be president again. That's it. They don't give a fuck about him going to jail. If he don't go to jail, as long as he agreed to the bullshit that he did. That's it. Conviction. That's all. They don't give a fuck about it. Just say you did it, nigga. Say you did it, and we can move on because you ain't gonna be. The minute you say you did it, you ain't never gonna be president ever again.
Just say you did it, nigga.
So we can motherfucking go on with the rest of this shit.
Right.
With the rest of the plan.
That's really how they be coming, son.
And it's fun.
Slowing shit down, man.
Come on, man. Just say you did it so we can finish the plan and motherfucking get these niggas out of here.
Man, it ain't rocket science. It's easy shit.
You don't understand. It's a bigger picture. It's like, think, Mark. Think.
Hilarious.
Think it small. You got to think big. Think big, bitch. Think big, bitch.
Big,
bitch. You think it small. You got to think big, bitch.
Yo, Anthony Davis got a $186 million 3-year extension. Damn. The Lakers.
I'm probably gonna get knee extensions and come back.
Yeah, I'm not a man. Them baseball players niggas is making $1 million in
30 seconds.
Yeah, nah, soccer, that soccer shit got the best guaranteed.
Then they get $1 million for a year.
That's where my kid going. I'm pushing him towards soccer or baseball
or golf.
Bro.
Word.
Yeah.
Or tennis.
Nah,
bro, it's mad sports we can do other than you can do anything, bro.
Anything.
You can play netball if you want to. Destroy one of them.
Netball.
For real. Them niggas be just be jumping and throwing the ball into the motherfucker. They're like they dunking on
us. No, so y'all heard dunking. You heard any new music that came out this week? That Yo Gotti shit.
I ain't listening to that. That Yo Gotti. Yeah, that camera. Yeah, that camera. Yeah,
that camera. And Loaded Lux.
Y'all gotta pay us.
Don't steal.
You want the Honda or the Ferrari? I want the Ferrari.
Where's the boy?
Hilarious.
That's a fire reality show. That shit gonna be too hot for TV.
That's the one.
I'm telling you, man, these predictions. Nah, but that Yo Gotti, I Showed You So, with him and DJ Drama.
Yeah.
It's a double mixtape or a double EP or double album, whatever you want to call it. It's fire.
It's the same album. No, it's just one with Drama doing the ad libs. You know how Drama do his mixtape shit.
And then one record.
That's ridiculous.
The exact same album.
That nigga hustling.
But DJ Premier put out a single too called Runway.
I didn't hear that.
Black and Jordan Ward put out a single. Snow Allegra put out a single too.
I heard that was dope.
Cordae got a new single too. It's called Make Up Your Mind. That shit fire too.
It was funny how his career.
I like Cordae.
Progressed.
I think Cordae is
fine. It wasn't like it was a skyrocket out the roof, but it is like.
I mean, because
he just got better.
Because he's a conscious artist.
He got a badge on. He just progressed.
Yeah, like it's going up.
Yeah.
I can say from experience, being a conscious artist, it's a lot of reservations that a lot of people have because it's hard to push that kind of music, and if you don't have a loyal fan base and people that's willing to support you to keep you pushing with that. It's definitely not gonna garner the amount of attention or buzz that trap artists or drill artists are gonna garner right now. Like you, unless you're, on like a high level and working with certain artists that are already known and established, it's hard to get in that field. So if you can be known in that field and still be relevant and still have and make dope songs and have people checking for you, I think it's dope. And that's why I fuck with Cordae. I fuck with J. Cole. I fuck with Smino, it's a lot of dope conscious artists. Jid, Fire. It's a lot of artists that I listen to, that keep giving me that push as a conscious artist. There is still an audience and demographic for that. But you just have to tap into it. Whatever you're doing, you just have to tap into your lane and tap into whatever it is that you're doing and find the people that are championing that industry or whatever it is that you're following.
Word.
And use them as a blueprint for what to do and people that you want to collaborate with and motivation. That's what I say. But Yeah, people don't. A lot, the industry is not set up for artists to basically guide or lead. It's like a lot of people been saying lately. It's more so for the drilling and for the killing and for everything else. If you're speaking positive and you want to help your community, you want to help your hood, you're looked at as an op in the industry.
You got to think about it like this, man.
They don't want you to succeed with that.
But you got to think about it like this. It's always a niche of motherfucking music. Mm-hmm. And every motherfucking niche gets their fucking limelight from time to time.
Right.
It just takes motherfucking consistency. You know what I mean? It just keeps... Because you already know, consistency makes perfect. Like, that practice, that constant motherfucking...
You gotta find your audience and stay true to your core audience. Yeah. Once you try to start expanding beyond your core audience, that's where it can hurt you more than it can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because your core audience is the ones that are gonna spend money, they're gonna buy the merch, they're gonna go to your shows, they're gonna keep you afloat. Now, once you lose that core audience, now it's like you're starting from scratch all over again. So the people that's really the ones that are, you know what I mean, supporting you, those are the ones that you have to make the music for. And then if it grows to other people, it grows. But I just say continue to keep networking and continue to keep making songs with other dope artists until you find that sound. And once you find that sound, then you green. But it's not an overnight process. You know what I mean? A lot of people think it's an overnight process. People think they just get in the industry. And because now they got so many platforms to put yourself out there, you're on all these streaming platforms. But if you're not promoting and you're not, you know what I'm saying, marketing yourself,
putting that shit's gonna
be sitting there. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to a shelf in a store. It could be fucking 18 hot sauces on the thing. You go to, you see Frank's Red Hot, you're gonna buy Frank's Red Hot. Why? Because Frank's Red Hot is a household name, something that you know. So that's something that's garnered, that's something that's established. But you could go there and be like, oh, I want to buy it. You might not have the money for the Frank's Red Hot. So you might buy another brand and be like, oh, this shit good too.
Freddy's.
But when you got the money, you going to buy the shit that is known. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like certain brands. Like, you go see ketchup. That's people going to buy Heinz ketchup because it's a household name. It's branding. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a CNC cola and a Pepsi, most people going to grab the Pepsi or the Coke before they grab the CNC.
Yeah.
Because that's something that they know. So they feel as though they know the taste of it. They know what it represents. Even though it could be the same shit in all three cans. It could be CNC, Pepsi, and Coke. It might be more flavoring in it to make it taste better, but it's literally the same shit.
Nigga, you put that shit in a plastic cup.
Some ice cream, ain't got no difference.
Nigga, more than you
know. Ain't got no difference.
Brown bubbles, nigga. Right. That's all you drinking. That's programming.
Mm-hmm.
Program you the motherfucker want what you see.
Right. So when the kids go to the store, you know, like see
all the colorful packages.
That's why I said generational, because now I feel like shit is way more expensive than it was back then.
Hell yeah!
Like,
man,
cereal was like $3-4 a box back then.
You went in the store, but when you was going to the store with your moms
and you asked her for certain cereals, you come in with 3-4 boxes of cereal. You better put two of them shits back. You better put one of them shits back, because that shit added up. Like, people don't understand like that, like shit like that. Like, some people, parents will try to be like, oh nah, you gonna get this. Nah, I don't want the Fruityos, man. I want the Fruit Loops. But you gonna get these Fruityos? You ain't gonna get this
bag of Fruityos.
Oh, you ain't getting shit. I don't want the Fruityos. You ain't getting no fucking cereal with it. That's really how it was, bro. Like, and now the way cereal costs, bro, we wouldn't really want to get no fucking cereal. $10 for 2 bags of Frosted Flake? Are you fucking kidding me? Bro, Tony the Tiger, bro, we got to square up.
Tony the Tiger.
We gotta square up.
That nigga gotta fight a pit bull. Fuck that.
Tony
Tiger was eating. Tony Tiger, I fight a blue nose.
The best cereal on earth. Frosted Flakes.
Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch always was a hood classic. I mean, yeah. Crunch Berries.
That shit scratched the
shit with the Crunch Berries.
Top of your roof like a mother. That shit
really is good though.
Yeah. That should be.
Sugar Smacks.
I eat
you ain't eat Sugar Smacks?
Nah, bro.
I had all them shit. Corn Pops, all that shit, bro.
I had Corn Pops. I ain't eat Sugar Smacks, though.
You ain't eat Sugar Smacks?
Pops or something else.
Yeah.
You had to have a motherfucking a taste.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I had that.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cookie Crisp?
I stopped eating that.
Cookie Crisp was all
right. I thought I stopped eating that shit.
Yeah. Yo, what's the best? What was your favorite cereal, Jay? Roll up. Fruit Loops is busting.
Raisin Bran.
Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks. Nah, Apple what Jacks. Happened to Apple Jacks?
They discontinued that shit.
Apple Jacks bad. Shit. And what's the other shit with the yo, Honeycomb.
Honeycombs, yeah.
Honeycombs
is dope, right, Jay?
What?
Honeycombs is good.
Honeycombs is the shit, boy. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Motherfucking. I just was fucking some Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats still goes down. Hell yeah.
I hit it with the Honey Bunches of Oats with the Frosted Flakes bananas with the honey on it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats. That shit sounds good as hell. Honey Nut Cheerios is the shit, though. Too. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yo,
is
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios always going to be rocking.
Yo, man. You remember the apple cinnamon hell Cheerios?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Like,
dumb shit was hit.
Like, they're trying to go against the grain and do other shit. Just keep it right.
That shit was
keep
hit.
It right.
Apple cinnamon shit was good.
That shit was good.
Yo, what was
this?
Waffle crisp. Waffle crisp.
That shit was pretty good for a little bit.
They had the motherfucking Waffle crisp was
the Honey O's too, bro.
I used to motherfucking go, yo.
I like the waffle crisp.
Why would this be good as hell?
Waffle crisp?
It was. Yeah, sometimes that shit get.
You gotta waffle. Eat that shit fast.
Yeah,
before
that shit
turn into SpongeBob.
I stopped being less controlled once I found out how to swan it.
Like SpongeBob.
The marshmallows, the oyster with marshmallows, I stopped eating.
Yeah, I never liked Lucky Charms. Them shits was nasty as shit. That shit was unnatural.
What about Kix? I see Kix.
Eating them fucking marshmallows.
I wanna have Kix.
I see Kix.
Kix is once. Just like fucking
it's like
them other shits.
Cornflakes.
Yeah, like
you have to have a certain taste for them shits.
Yeah, right.
Fruity Pebbles, hell yeah.
That shit was
Fruity Pebbles.
Hell yeah. Cocoa Pebbles, cool. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, that shit was cool for us.
Cocoa Pebbles was good when it first came out, but it just got.
I ain't never really liked the Reese Puffs.
Reese Puffs? This is good. Reese Puffs is good.
That shit ain't hit right.
If you ain't like chocolatey cereals, Reese Puffs is
ain't good. Like the peanut butter. That was it.
Peanut butter.
The peanut butter.
You don't fuck with peanut butter? You don't fuck with Reese Cups at all, like even the candy?
Yeah, I eat motherfucking peanut butter. I eat peanut butter.
You say you fuck with Reese Cups?
Reese Puffs is
not. Yeah. I fuck with Reese Cups.
Fuck with Reese's Pieces?
Nah.
That shit should be busting. Reese's
I don't
Pieces.
Fuck with Reese's
it was like M&M's, but they had the peanut
more,
butter.
I need more chocolate. Yeah.
He wasn't really big on the peanut butter.
Yeah.
I get it.
But that motherfucking, yeah, that cereal was, nah. Especially when it gets soggy. That shit was nasty.
So I used to go.
Shit looked like dog food.
Bro. I used to go ham with the cereal. Every time I go in the store, I get a different box of cereal. So I try to have all different cereal and eat different cereal every day. Cause watching TV, you thought that's as a kid, you thought I never did that shit. They have in the commercial. They have orange juice in the milk. No, I'm eating my cereal. I'm not drinking no fucking orange juice, and I'm drinking cereal. No, that's some shit they give you at school. You be mad as hell. Your mouth tastes crazy after that.
Why are you eating cheese sandwiches? Orange juice, chocolate milk, oranges.
They're putting yourself in there. Fuck
carrots.
You're like, excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom. They just gave you peanut butter,
Zoodle game, yeah,
Oreos, celery,
tomato juice. Like, what the hell?
The fuck is this?
Trying to make you doodle right before the last.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You drink V8, bro. That shit back then. That shit really tastes like a straight tomato. Now I wasn't drinking that. That's when it was real. Though. Yeah, V8 back in the day.
Do you remember them school peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
With the cookie bread?
With the cookie bread.
It was just good.
I just had the.
But the only thing was, you had to get one before it was like fully frozen.
Yeah.
It was fully frozen. You did it and broke your teeth when I shit. Ah!
Yo, bro.
My tooth is in the sandwich.
I was one of them kids that had motherfucking two of them shits in my pocket.
Yeah, was that shit growing up a little bit? Well, that shit wore off a little bit. It was green, but once they put them shit out the freezer, you're like, yo, y'all get like frozen cookie sandwiches? That was lazy as hell. I get it. Y'all could do it better with peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, Uncrustables was delicious.
That's just, I still fuck with Uncrustables.
Bro,
right to this day.
Uncrustables, bro.
To this day,
you
nigga. To this day.
Yeah, this is the peanut butter and jelly, the little.
The Uncrustables, this, yeah. With the crust cut off.
Yo. Them shits is different.
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off. Already.
It depends on the bread on that shit, though. Nigga. The bread not the right type of bread.
I ain't gonna lie.
They got the wheat bread. They got
back
the white
in the day,
bread.
Between them,
nigga.
Them toaster strudel with the hot pockets, I survived with them shits.
I threw the shit in the fucking air fryer.
Yeah.
That shit crusted and toasted up. So I was like, God damn, that's just, nigga.
That shit sound diabolical. Sounds like some hot nigga pie. Mm-hmm.
Nigga was. Just imagine we a cook dropping a scoop of ice cream on top of that motherfucker. It's over.
Over. It's nothing better than peach cobbler and ice cream.
Facts.
Peach cobbler and ice cream or apple pie ice or cream. Sweet potato pie with a first scoop of vanilla on top.
Health, man. Nah. What's that?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Yeah. And pound cake. Pound cake with butter pecan.
Pound cake was good. Back
the vanilla or red bean. Velvet.
Vanilla bean with anything.
Red velvet.
Red velvet.
Real red velvet. Not that fake red velvet. The real red velvet. The real. There's a difference between... See, they got that artificial red velvet where it's just a flavoring. But when they actually have that red cake baked with the the cream cheese icing.
Yeah.
See, we need a separate food podcast. We need a food podcast. Because niggas like to eat. It's coming.
Cause I got more.
And we gonna have vegan options and regular options and non-pork options, and you know what I mean, for everybody's diet, because everybody's diet is different now. Before, it was only basically certain type of diets, but now people's diets are way more complex. So we feel like we could tap on all of those things. You know what I'm saying? Because we all love to eat, and we always looking for new suggestions of what to eat and how to make it and ways to spice it up and make it to your liking. So I feel like that definitely could be a good venture.
Well, that shit go around the table like, boom, we got our resident vegan, we have our halal brother, we have our workout brother, then we got our nigga put it on the plate. You feel me? Put it on the plate, nigga.
Put it on the plate. Serve him up. Yeah, yo. Everybody gotta eat. That's a good name for the party.
Everybody gotta eat. That's a fact.
Like, we trying to sell our shit either, y'all.
We putting it on wax so y'all hear this shit. Y'all see this shit.
That's gonna be the name of the food podcast. Yeah. Everybody gotta eat. Vegan options, halal options, gluten-free options, whatever. You know what I mean? Put it in. We gonna find something for everybody. So whatever y'all choose to choose
all types of motherfucking options.
How y'all choose to cook y'all food, send us in some recipes. You know what I mean?
What else is out there? What's the workout regimen of meal planning and all that?
Get your meal
preps. Motherfucking.
Get you a good nutritionist.
You know,
I'm gonna try to do no carbs for 30 days.
Get you a good herbalist.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
We can do that. No carbs for 30 days.
I mean, no white rice.
No white pasta. No white nothing.
Yeah.
Or going to fruit cleanse.
Yeah.
I feel like during the summer, that's the best time to do a fruit cleanse.
Shit, I do that shit naturally, though.
What did you eat, fruit?
It looked like a cleanse, but it's like my everyday. Because I basically eat maybe two times. And it's so light. You know what I mean? It's so fucking light. I just got to motherfucking pick up on my workout. Got to pick up more on it. But besides that, you know what I mean? My weight stays at a steady motherfucking, like, 320.
That's because you keep putting weight. You worried about doing, you lifting weights.
I ain't even lifting. I ain't lift the weight in motherfucking.
Like a nigga, but certain things. If you only eating twice a day, you say you don't eat any fruit.
Yeah.
What kind of fruit you eating?
Everything. Grapes, watermelon, cantaloupe, motherfucking oranges, apples, motherfucking peaches, pineapples, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries.
You eat no red meat?
Huh?
You eat no red meat?
Yeah, I eat burgers and shit. Everything. Nigga, put it on the plate, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
I'm saying that's what you gotta cut down on red meat and bread and too much sugar.
I'll be honest with you, my body feels so much lighter now that I haven't ate red meat in probably 6 months. Probably now. It's been like 6 months. Since February. So yeah, it's been 6 months. I had a bad experience with it, and ever since then, I just was like, yo, I'm about to just lay off the red meat for a little bit, just to see if I could do it.
Because I like steaks and burgers and shit so much. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah, it's hard. But I was like, no, let me just try it just to see if my body feels better. And I feel better. I don't know if I'm going to keep it forever. But for right now, I feel good. Like,
well, if you try to go back to it, it's going to be hard for you to consume that shit.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. What really made me fall back from it was seeing all the things about it being hard to digest and people having complications as they go by with being older and, you know what I mean, things like that. I'm like, yo, I don't really eat the best already, so I'm like, if I could pick up new habits to make my eating habits more clean and more beneficial for my overall health, I'm like, yo, I'm going to switch it up. Because I'm like, it's not like I haven't had it. I've been eating that shit for so long. Like, it's like now that you're getting older, some shit, if you could cut it out and it prevents you from getting sick or prevents you from getting going through certain type of ailments and later in life, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been stopped really fucking with tobacco. You know what I'm saying? Minus, I probably put a little gravel in my blunt. But other than that, I don't smoke miles and none of that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to limit myself to not drink during the week. We only drink on the weekends. You know what I mean? Just little things. I drink more water. I eat sea moss. You know what I'm saying? I try to hydrate myself throughout the day with water or not so much soda. Like, I barely really drink soda.
No soda.
Like, I don't really rock with soda at all. The most a soda for me is like a ginger ale. You know what I'm saying? I might drink Sprite every now and then, but it's a little more acidic than the ginger ale for me, so I don't really rock with the Sprite too much. But iced tea, I do like iced tea, lemonade, water. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Water with lemon.
Water based shit.
I drink. I might have a cup of coffee in the morning, or tea. I do coffee or tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. My regimen is waking up. Boom. I've been taking my multivitamin. You know what I mean? I do my fruit. I eat maybe light. It'd be like eggs, toast, maybe some grits. You know what I mean? Here and there.
Right.
But then, wifey pregnant right now, so I throw in the bacon, sausage, or whatever fuck. She run through that. Then we motherfucker. If she run, we basically do a continental breakfast. So it'll be a plate of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And some like toast, a waffle, a pancake.
I've been eating muffins. I've been doing muffins lately.
Yeah.
Like a cranberry muffin.
If we go food shopping, corn
muffin.
You know what I mean? Because you go to my house right now, like you were saying earlier, the fucking variety of fucking cereal on top of the refrigerator, nigga, I barely eat cereal. She barely eats cereal. So the cereal just be. We got everything up there. You know what I mean? But we eat it because I got kids. She got, you know what I mean, niece. Anything motherfucking gets eaten in.
Right.
But between the fucking top of the refrigerator and the fucking table, nigga, it's always a selection of shit. I mean, from granola bars, fruit snacks, motherfucking protein shit to motherfucking bread, muffins,
right,
donuts, fucking
yeah. A little bit of everything.
You know what I mean? It's like grandma house. You remember going to grandma house and grandma always had everything you wanted right there.
Candy, chips.
And she'll say, go ahead, go get it. Yeah.
You still there.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
We know.
Shout out to Grandma Wilson.
Shout out to Grandma.
Just seen her earlier. Shout out to Dawn. You know what I mean? Congratulations, son, birthday. You know what I mean?
If you got your grandmother in your life, appreciate it, man.
Family first, man.
But it's all grandmas are cornerstones of the family, and grandpas too. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
If you still got your moms and your grandparents, cherish them. You know what I mean? I still got my moms. You know what I mean? Thank God for that. I definitely miss my grandparents. Like,
yeah.
You got your grandparents, appreciate them while you got them, for real.
I miss my grandma, Grandma Lizzie. Shout out, Grandma Lizzie. You already know, the Hunt matriarch. She's the one. She kept it going. She look. If anybody loved my mother, they would fall in love with my grandmother.
Right.
But it'd be a hard way because my grandmother was my grandmother was on some. She was on the mean. She was on a mean spree. But she really wasn't mean. She just had that look on her face like she was mean. But she was sweet as hell. Everybody that knew my grandmother was like, she's sweet as hell. She was sweet. But yeah, she gave that look though.
But
my mother got that look now. You feel me? But shit, man. You already know. We coming up on the end of another episode. You feel me? Okay, you got any you got anything for him tonight?
Wow.
Yeah, I think we got some. Alright, stick around, y'all. Stick around.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills, I got the CMOS gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?